Hello, this is Matthew Tombers, and you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant.
Ready to go dark? Coming up on April 4th at 7 p.m., the Thingularity Radio Show is going to cover the eclipse. We are full of nerdy little secrets for the event, so let us light the way. If you miss us, just grab the podcast. Once again, that's at 7 p.m. on April 4th.
Spidey says this one won't miss. Awesome beyond description. The most extraordinary output.
I'm so glad I know it was the blood. I'm so glad that I know it was the blood. I know. It was the blood.
You remember Patty?
Whoa. He died.
Yeah. You remember?
Yes, I
he
do.
He died.
Oh. He died upon the cross.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now I know you know.
I know it was the blood.
Oh.
Save me too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I know it was a blood.
Yes, it was.
I know it was a blood.
I know.
It was a blood that saved me.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Anybody saved out here tonight?
And yes, it is.
One day when I was lost,
yes,
he hung and bled.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
On the cross.
Oh.
And I know it was.
All right.
Oh,
Yeah.
Oh, the blood was streaming down.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, the blood was streaming down for me.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, April Hudson in Catskill, New York. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And what more reason to be optimistic than the victory of Resurrection Sunday? So happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter to everyone. I am not here alone. Oh, no, no, no. Father, Son, Holy Ghost got a hold on me. And my audio engineer extraordinaire is here. Mr. Randall Martin, Martin AV Services. How are you today?
I am very well, and joyous Resurrection Sunday to all of our wonderful listeners out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was saying to our sisters on the line this morning, praise the Lord in our prayer time. Don't let nobody take your resurrection peace, power, and joy. Hallelujah. Amen. I know they try and they working hard, beloved. I know that's true. But don't you let them do it to you. This is the day of victory. Only man in history, hallelujah, can make the claim and have the name Jesus the Christ, our resurrected Lord and Savior. Jesus paid it all. That was hallelujah. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. Well, actually, I'm sorry. I know it was the blood with Shirley Caesar and friends. That's right. Patti LaBelle and Dottie Peoples and a few other people. Yes. So hallelujah. We're going to get into our lineup for you this morning because we have the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul and a message. Hallelujah. A message unto you I bring. So yes. You don't go nowhere. You stay right there and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ with us. I picked a lineup of blood songs. I know it was the blood, nothing but the blood. There's power in the blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. And some people, why all of that? Why all of that? And beloved, I thought I was going to get into that in my meditation this morning, but I'll take a moment right now and just say that, you know, throughout the Holy Scriptures and the Testament, there were these altars that had been established when Cain and Abel gave their sacrifices to the Lord. There was some kind of instruction or directive that they must have had passed down to them from their parents, our first parents, Adam and Eve. And so that when they brought their offerings, Abel had brought an offering of a slain animal, and he brought his best. He gave God his best, and God was well pleased. And Cain, he bought something out of his garden, out of his field, and he didn't bring his best, and God was not pleased. And he said, well, you know, Cain, check out what your brother Abel did, and then you'll do well. But you know, don't get mad because the devil's waiting for you, you know. And so Cain didn't listen to God. Cain got mad. Then, you know, jealousy came in. Then a spirit of murder came in, and he slayed his brother. And God came looking for Abel and said, Cain, you know, where's your brother? And he says, am I my brother's keeper? And God says, well, his blood is speaking from the ground. His blood is speaking from the ground. And so, beloved, there's that from the very beginnings that there's life in the blood. Hallelujah. I marvel when I go to the doctor, the things that they can determine from my blood tests, you know, and how blood transfusions can help keep people alive. If you can keep the blood from pouring out when somebody's been injured or wounded, you can help save a life. There's so much about the blood. And, you know, there are people who do these sacrifices, beloved. We, you know, they do sacrifices to invoke evil spirits and evil things that God is not pleased with nor serve God, and they use blood. But there's an altar that was established at Calvary, hallelujah, and the power of the blood that was shed at that altar cancel out the power of any other altars that come alongside, come before, come after, hallelujah. And so we get excited because we know that there's life in the blood. We know that the blood that Jesus shed for us was a sacrifice. He sacrificed his life for us, beloved. And so I just felt like that message, as we come to this day where the resurrection is the glory in the story, hallelujah, there was much to be said about the blood. For any of you who know what I'm talking about when I talk about people putting your name at altars and making shrines and other kind of things and sacrifices, know that there's blood that was shed in an altar at Calvary that's even more powerful and can break all that power. You ain't got to be scared out in these streets, okay? This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I've got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and a message from the Lord I bring. So don't go nowhere. We've got the lineup for you. I gave you a few, but listen, we got five songs. Back to back. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can nothing but the blood.
You know, this place is very sacred to us. Since the beginning with Turn Your Radio On, this studio in my hometown...
On Calvary's hill, where my Savior died, so I can live this great exchange, mercy for shame, my past erased, I'm born again. I find everything I need at the cross, at the cross, where His grace, it covers me. My heart grew still. Faith gave me my sight. Now I can live this debt I owe. What can repay my life laid down for all my days?
Cause I find everything. He did it for all of us.
Come on, whatever you need from him tonight.
He says, I want to meet you tonight. I want to remind you of how powerful, how big, how great. You're not too far away. You're not too far gone. But he says, I'm here. And there is nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood.
Yes, you brought us out of darkness into glorious light. Thank you, Jesus. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online all the time. This is Pastor Kim of Overcoming Ministries International Church in Hudson, New York, with the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. We have the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Got another song we want to share with you. Jesus Paid It All by Sister Kim Walker Smith. After that, I will come back with my spiritual social commentary for Victory Day, Resurrection Sunday, 2024.
Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Thank you.
Jesus died, my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Jesus paid.
Yes, Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Christ our Lord is risen today. Of course, it's just a celebration, a commemoration of an event 2,000 plus years ago, we all know. I want to share from chapter 28 in the book of Matthew, although there are other accounts in the Gospels, about that day. It says in verse 1, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like white lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake, it became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee, that there you shall see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And here ends the word of God from chapter 28 of the book of Matthew, verses 1 through 8. And I want to share with you from my thoughts, Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Jesus, I'll never forget. You know, I don't know what it is, but there's something different. I remember, and if you're a baby boomer, you may remember to a time when time just seemed to be a little slower. Days were longer, and at least for children, when I was coming up, days just seemed to be long, and the adults would talk about how quickly time was moving. Nowadays, young people and older people are talking about how fast time is going. Something has definitely changed. We still have the same amount of hours, same amount of minutes and seconds in a day, 24 hours, 1,444 minutes, 86,400 seconds, but something is definitely different. And it seems right along with shorter days, feeling moving like they're moving faster, our memories. These days, our memories are getting shorter. These days, try getting the family together to talk about a shared experience. Often it turns into one or two people left conversing or contradicting each other, recollecting the experience at all or if it even existed. Have you noticed how much people seem to have forgotten? Some things need to be forgotten, right? You know, some asinine advice we got from somebody, corrupting conversations, idiotic influences, wicked counsel, people who appeared and were sent to track and abort our ascendancy, to kill, steal, or destroy the plan and purpose of God in our lives. That's mental, emotional, spiritual baggage that we need to leave behind, right? We need to forget those things. And I only mention those as a checklist of things that Jesus has shown me it's best to forget, unless you're recalling it to bear witness to somebody and give testimony. Which brings me to something else that I have noticed. It's not a new thing, but it's certainly a little different these days. It's things that's been recorded in stories in history and in the most sacred book of our faith, the Holy Bible, times when people just seem to forget to tell their story to God's glory. But here today, something seems to have changed. It seems that people in mass are just so quick to forget that there were people and things that happened before they got here that helped them get to where they are today. People seem less ready and willing to remember the good deeds and kind acts, the sacrifices that were made, difficult, deadly sometimes, that opened doors, that protected them, that projected them into position to be in a better space, in a better life. The thing about Lenten season, which is Palm Sunday and Passion Week, and now a Resurrection Sunday, which many people call Easter, is that it is a global call to remember something amazing, singularly astounding, astonishing, that only happened in and through the life of one man we call Jesus, who lived and died more than two millennia ago. Something that no matter how many Christian churches, denominations, non-denominations, and sects with differing doctrinal, theological, ecclesiastical, religious styles, systems, symbols, inferences, and preferences there are or may be, his followers will never forget. On this we can agree. Though capitalist and consumer-driven commercialism have worked in overdrive in the last 50, 60 years, to erase the memory of his birth and his life, his ministry, his mock trial, his torture, his humiliation and murder, and replacing his life story with Santa Clauses at Christmas and Easter bunnies at Resurrection Day, Christmas trees and Easter egg hunts. We who remember who he is, what he did, what he does, and said he will do, will never forget. There are some today, like back when he walked upon the earth, that turned their back on him. When it was time to speak up for him publicly, they remained silent, condemning and defaming him without saying a word, choosing a robber, a criminal, who they thought could get them what they wanted with speed. They listened, and some joined in shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him, give us Barabbas." They forgot how he went from town to town doing good, feeding the hungry, healing the sick, setting those held captive by sin or society free, righting the wrongs of religious infidels, casting out devils, how he met people where they were, bridging the gap between them and their neighbor, them and their heavenly father, them and their God-given destiny and purpose, being criticized and judged for caring about the least of those among them. And beloved, maybe you have walked in those tight shoes and it broke your heart and it messed with your sense of self. Maybe you questioned what was it for. If it did that to you, imagine how Jesus must have felt, yet he never said a mumbling word, letting us know you don't have to say a word to your detractors and your detractors either. And I'm saying to you, remember the company you're in, the good company you're in. Jesus, I'll never forget. There are those who have forgotten that when they didn't have food to eat and clothes to wear and money to help them and their families, that there were Christ followers who stepped up and stepped in, that there were Christ followers who took blows and went to the gallows to help make the world a better place, our nation a better country. The church provided community. Pastors and members intervened to make schools more just and fair and life more fair. They went to community meetings and courthouses and visited the hospital and the imprisoned. They helped keep some out of prison too. They blessed babies and counseled couples and stood by and consoled the grief-stricken. But now people find it so easy to forget and have no time for Jesus, his people, his church. Jesus, I'll never forget. There are those who say, I can't, I don't, I won't believe in a God who doesn't answer the cries of people suffering in fear or pain or anguish. But then we have Passion Week and Calvary's Cross to remind us that God is well acquainted with our sorrows and our griefs. And so we can say, Jesus, I won't forget. People say, I can't be faithful to a God who sees his faithful ones go through so much injustice, unfair and unequal treatment because of gender or race or because of economics or just because. And then I think about the passion of my Christ. I think about his life and how he lived, the legacy that he gave and the teachings that he taught and encouraged us through his spirit to walk in and talk in. And I say, Jesus, I'll never forget. Why should I be in allegiance to a king whose kingdom allows evil to kill, steal, and destroy? Amen. There are some who will say that. But then I remember that there's a thief in heaven today because he was on the cross next to Jesus. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Beloved, I love Resurrection Sunday because it is a reminder of the victory that Jesus gave and that Jesus gives to all who believe and receive and will trust him, will follow his teachings and will walk along this life's journey, the path that he has chosen and the path, oh God, that will help us to get to glory. So I can look back and there you are too, looking back over your life to say, Jesus, I will not forget those sleepless nights when I was in anguish of mind and thought, not knowing how I was going to make it through to the next day or whether I would even make it. Jesus, I won't forget how you were with me in the middle of the night. Hallelujah. When there was no one else to call, no other name to call. But I called the name of Jesus. Jesus, I'll never forget how you made a way for me and kept me in my right mind. Jesus, I'll never forget how you healed me, took me through the surgeries and the sicknesses. Hallelujah. When I had no food to eat, how you supplied my need. When I couldn't make my money, meet the end of the month. Jesus, I won't forget how you held me and made it through. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Hallelujah. Amen, beloved. There are those who want us to listen to a new kind of a teaching, trying to rewrite the scriptures and make a redaction of stories that are told about his life and his death and his resurrection and his promised return. But we remember the testimonies of the witnesses. We remember the testimonies of those who were there and those who would rather die than switch their testimonies. We remember the work over 2,000 years, how the church came to be and how the church grew. We remember, not according to the historians who want to redact the information that has been recorded for us, but the testimonies of people who have come to know Jesus over the last couple of millenniums. And so I decree and declare that I have victory today, and you have victory today. We have victory today. Jesus taught us to look back and say, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one who comes by me, hallelujah, shall be anywise cast away. Beloved, God loves you. He loves you so much. He gave us his only begotten son. His only begotten son gave his life that you and I could have a right. Never forget. Always remember how much God loves you. Jesus, I'll never forget. Amen. That's my spiritual social commentary for this Resurrection Sunday. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. We've got another song for you. It's called The Altar. And after that, I'll come back with my last song for the day.
I'm standing here in the midst of tears, allowing shame and defeat to drown me in fear. My sin is suffocating me. Look, God, I'm too dirty. I'm filthy as swine. I can never come close to perfection. How could you ever call me mine? And I know you're not asking for perfection, but Satan tries to play tricks on my mind, and I can't help but to think of my sin from time to time. It's like my sin is on instant replay. But you tell me to pause and to remember what you did on that third day. Jesus, you rose from the grave and told death to excuse me, blotted out my sin and welcomed me in so you could use me, use us. See, church, there's no time to waste. His arms have been extended. This is the single reason Jesus Christ ascended, so that even from his heavenly throne above, he can have a personal relationship with you and me. So don't ask, what do I need to do? All the work's been done. All you need to do is run to the risen one, Jesus Christ, the perfect son, the one who was and is and yet to come to the altar. The price of our mistakes have been paid in full, and Jesus is here now and ready to make you new. See, the old shall pass away and your sins shall remain in the grave. So leave your burdens behind and pay your enemy no mind, because the resurrected Savior is on your side, and the pleasures of his presence are here for you today. Here is life in abundance. Here is living water that will never run dry. Here is the only love that can ever satisfy.
His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeshua, Messiah, our Christ. Beloved, I hope that you will enjoy a beautiful day today, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I pray that if you're going through, you'll hang on in there. You won't quit in the dip. Remember to hold on to that great name. There's power in his name. There's power in his blood. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. I give happy birthday shout outs to some of my family members. You know who you are. And my saying is that every birthday is God's way of saying, keep on trucking, baby. So you hang in there too. And then may your best of your former days be the worst of your future days. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. We're getting ready to get out of here. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all my fears are gone. Because I know he holds my future. Yes, beloved. I'm a perpetual optimist. Pardon me. I got a little dry mouth thing going on here. But he is my reason for optimism. All right. Happy Resurrection Day, beloved. I pray for you. You pray for me. God bless.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone.
fine.